Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of GL Manny. Now, I have done regular soap opera episodes before, but what I've been mostly using this channel for lately is audio fanfic. And with the 4th of July coming up, I'm trying to get through I'm trying to get caught up on the Bauer Barbecue. And today we are working on the Bauer Barbecue 2017 by Robin Sue Farm. This is part 6. And we are having the barbecue games begin today. Now, this story I've done Bauer Barbecue stories a couple different ways. And this is one that has been broken up into episodes and scenes. So listen for those. Bauer Barbecue 2017 by Robin Sue Farm, Part 6, Scene 22. The ice cream churning contest continued with Robbie on the Bauer side and Sarah Randall stepping in for Team Lewis. Beth was working on the final details before the art auction. The woman, with her hair pulled back tight in a bun, approached Beth, all smiles. Beth Raines, isn't it? Oh, yes, I see it is. I am so pleased to meet with you. It's Beth Spaulding. It has been for a while now, Miss... Ah, but it is still Beth Raines as the signature on your artwork, and I appreciate your work so much. Thank you. I really only picked it back up in the last 10 years or so, returning the smile, but it was a very business smile. Once Beth would have assumed the best about people, life had literally beaten that out of her. She was still kind and helpful, but she no longer trusted people by default. This woman seemed nice enough, but some instinct tugged at Beth's gut about her. Beth shook the woman's offered hand, but used the motion to take a step back. And the world is a poorer place that you don't keep up painting all along, but life has a way of getting in the way, doesn't it? Beth gave a short, bittersweet laugh. Yes, it does. Speaking of which, I've got to finish setting up the auction. Was there something you needed, Ms.? Of course, I do not want to take up too much of your time, and it's all a question of time in a way, isn't it? Beth hesitated. I suppose. As you can see, I am not properly dressed to be out in this terrible American sun, and I thought perhaps it might speed up your auction if I just preemptively bid on a couple of pieces. It would shorten up the sale list and perhaps get some people to bid more if there are fewer lots. Yes? The woman sensed hesitation and pushed her request home. I'd like one of yours, of course, the one with the plane crash behind and the lovers on the beach, and I should take something else to make a big enough contribution, something that probably wouldn't have brought much. Perhaps that picture with the wave rushing to the shore with the lighthouse over there. I don't see an artist's signature, but it's a pretty frame. How much would that be? The plane on the beach isn't mine. A Hope Bauer Spaulding sent that one in. Then another one of yours. I'm sorry, the catalog has been advertised. No pre-sales. I'm afraid you'll just have to wait. The auction will begin soon. Beth turned her back on the woman, but could still feel the woman's icy glare. The woman bit out. Then I will just have to wait. Scene 23. Beth had a row of easels on the patio beyond the pool the crowd had gathered around. A small platform had been there with room for a speaker to stand and one easel. Beth brought up the first item to go up for bid. Philip took the stand. Now you all know me. Some of you probably wished at one time or another you didn't, Philip chuckled. But you know me, and I'm a businessman, and today we are here in honor of the Lizzie Spaulding Cancer Foundation, Bill called out from the crowd. Lizzie Spaulding Lewis! I stand corrected. The Lizzie Spaulding Lewis Cancer Foundation. As you know, this disease has touched more than one person in my family. At the foundation, we seek to provide funding for treatments, for research, and for support of families. We'll be having our normal fundraisers this year, but Rick offered us a chance to do this auction at the Bauer Barbecue. How could we refuse? Now, if you want to know anything about art, that's all my beautiful wife, Beth. But the money, that's all me. So make sure you bid a lot on it. Beth stepped up. The first item we had from bid is from Jesse Blue. It's a small-scale version of his famous Nighthawk parody that used to be on the wall at Millennium. It includes a portrait of Michelle Bauer. Michelle, where is Michelle? Oh, well, Philip stepped up. Okay, what am I bid? The auction continued with a series of photos by Reva Shane Lewis. A shot of the sunrise coming up behind the pyramids on her and Josh's adventure. A photo of a beat-up old cowboy hat sitting on a saddle on Rusty's ranch near Tulsa. And one of Roxy, finally freed from the mental hospital where she'd been institutionalized for decades. They were followed by Trish Lewis's contribution, a drawing of the Blue Room in the White House. The next lot is this colored pencil drawing of a plane crash on a tropical beach, which was submitted by Hope Bauer Spalding. What am I offered for this lovely piece? Alan Michael stepped forward. That's my mom's. I'll bid $2,000. We have $2,000. Do I hear any other bids? No, Philip winked at A.M. Going, gone. Sold to Alan Michael Spalding. Alan Michael grabbed Lucy's hand, and they went up to collect their prize. Next, we have a set of restoration blueprints that Matt Reardon donated. These are the sets that I used in the most recent restoration of the Springfield Lighthouse. The lighthouse is well known to all of you, I know. It's been owned by the Bauer family for years. Philip shot the room at large, his crooked grin. Some of us have even lived there. How about you get in on this, Alan Michael? It will go nicely with that piece you already bought. No thanks, Lucy shivered. We're just as happy never to see that place again. Now, that is just the wrong attitude. You want to remember the good and not let the bad destroy it. Danny came forward holding Michelle by the hand, all smiles, as he pulled her around in front of him and wrapped around her. If 2,000 is the going rate, I'll open at $2,000 for our lighthouse. We have 2,000. Do I hear 2,500? I'll bid 3,000 for Matt's work. Vanessa spoke up, looking pointedly at Billy while standing by Matt. 3,500. 4,000. 5,000. Will you raise again, Vanessa? Danny has it at 5,000. Vanessa smiled, her point made. No, Danny and Michelle may enjoy it in good health. They went on up and got their prize and took it out to their car. A selection of fashion drawings by Mindy and Mara fell under the gavel next. They were followed by a selection of Beth's paintings and a couple lesser works from the Spalding collection. Beth called for attention. This is our final piece up for auction today. It's the one you've been waiting for. It's the mystery painting we found in the attic of the mansion. We have no idea about the painting's origin. It's unsigned, so it's not just a piece of art. It's a challenge. What can you find out about this piece, or will it remain a mystery? Philip? And for the last time, here we go. What do I get for an opening bid? Matt stepped up forward, confidently smiling at Vanessa. $2,000 has been the normal opening bid today. I'll open it at $3,000. We have $3,000. Who will give me $3,500? Billy stepped up on the other side of Matt. $5,000. Matt responded. $6,000. $65,000. Billy hesitated. The woman with the tight bun entered the fray. $10,000. Matt went a little pale, but then confidently said, $12,000. Philip turned to Billy. That's bids, Matt. Will you give $12,500? Billy hesitated again for longer this time. Let him have it. And you, ma'am? The woman narrowed her eyes at Matt. No, let him have it. And that wraps us up today, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for your bids, and come over here and pay Beth. Give yourselves a round of applause for all the money we've raised today. Scene 24. Buzz pulled Billy off to the side. What was all that about? What do you mean? Buzz made an annoyed noise. You making a run up on that painting and then just letting Matt win the painting. He made it real plain. He was bidding on it to give to Vanessa. Well, now, it did seem like that, didn't it? You know damn well that's what he was doing. Come on, you could buy and sell Matt Reardon. Why did you let him win? Billy looked across the yard at Matt talking to Vanessa about the painting. You know, I hurt Vanessa really badly. I messed up. I messed up again with Nadine, and then I shot Roger thinking I was protecting my family and nearly destroyed it instead. Nessa needed Matt, needed to be in charge and have that support for a while, and he was definitely there for her. What they had was real. Of all the people on the internet, they found each other again, but Matt, he never did understand Nessa the way I did. He wronged her. Stealing her money? He might as well have called her stupid, underestimating her business acumen. Sleeping with her daughter? Some people could get over that. Nessa couldn't. She wasn't jealous or anything, but he slept with Dinah when she was in a bad place. No way Nessa would ever forgive him for taking advantage of her daughter. Besides, Vanessa isn't all that mad at me right now. Let him think he's won. You set him up. Billy laughed. He won a small battle. To spend a lot of money for a painting I'm going to be spending a lot of time looking at. I won the war a long time ago. Besides, just because I won the war doesn't mean Vanessa doesn't deserve to be shown I'd fight for her every now and again. And it's all for charity anyway. Just what did you do to get her so riled up anyway? All I did was... Scene 25. In a dark corner of the yard, the woman with the bun was on her way to the phone. No, I didn't win at the auction. Two fools ran the price way up over the other paintings we're getting, bidding any higher, and it would draw unwanted attention. We don't want anyone to know that there is anything special about that painting. Besides, I have another idea. Scene 26. The rider rode down the hill into Springfield. Needing to collect himself, he pulled into the near-deserted parking lot of a bar on the edge of town called Outskirts. There were only two customers in the bar. The rider walked over. What can I get you? The bartender asked. I'll take whatever you got on tap. Sure dead around here for the 4th of July weekend. Oh, you must be new to town. The bartender pulled a beer and set it in front of his new customer. Why? This is the 4th. About a third of the town is out on the lake. Another third is up at Laurel Falls State Park. Some are out of town, and the rest of them are up at the barbecue. Most of our regulars are up at the barbecue. Most of the trade we get today is just hit and run. He jerked his thumb at a handwritten sign on the brown inside wall of a case of beer. It read, Burgers and Beer. We'll make up one stop go bags for people hitting the road. Then there are always a few people just passing through town. He shrugged. It's enough to make it worth being open. The rider set the beer aside untouched, setting it aside to let it warm up. What's the barbecue? A whole town couldn't be at one party. He already knew all about it. His brother had told him, but he wanted to hear what the locals said and not to arouse suspicion. When he asked for directions. The Bowers, family of doctors, have a big barbecue every year. Everyone's invited. Everyone? Yeah, it started out just family. Then it went to friends. Now pretty much anyone in town can show up. It's the damnedest thing. Even people they don't like show up, and they don't make them leave. One year, an old girlfriend of mine was there, and the DA that was trying to put that deaf chick, one of them was married to her for a while, away from murder, and showed up and pulled right up to the table like he belonged there, and they let him. Anyone can go. The rider took a drink of his beer, still cold. He swallowed anyway. Sounds like a thing to see. Where is this place? The bartender was disappointed, having hoped he'd have a sale of one of his to-go bags. But feeling the hope from her new regular was too much to pass up, he gave directions to the Bauer House up on Skyline Drive. Commercial break. And that is the end of today's part of the Bauer Barbecue. And we will hopefully get through the entire barbecue before the 4th of July this year. I hope you enjoy it.